3-2.
We'll bring it.
Hope 103.2.
Yeah.
Focusing on in hope.
Serve the nations from where you are. Over 3 billion people are yet to have access to the good news of Jesus. You can help reach these people without leaving Australia. For over 100 years, station sponsor WEC International has been focused on seeing the good news go to the unreached. And you can help. WEC has a number of volunteer roles that are part-time, number of volunteer jobs that are part-time. Serve the nations from where you are. For more information, search opportunities at wec.com.au.
I think it's time for that renovation.
You mean renovation D?
What does the D stand for?
Deluxe, divine, decadent, dollar savings. Renovation D are Australia's leading kitchen and bathroom renovation specialists.
Definitely.
Well, that's decided then. Let's check out their showroom.
Renovation D. Savings guaranteed. Visit our showroom in Bankstown or renovationd.com.au. Station sponsor.
My son's disability means he needs help, but he still wants to feel independent.
Make your own choices with LifeLift Care and experience the world of independent living. LifeLift Care is your local NDIS provider. They connect you with top allied healthcare providers and assist with community participation and daily tasks.
LifeLift Care helps my son live his life to the fullest.
Station sponsor, LifeLift Care. Lifting lives with heart. Visit lifeliftcare.com.au.
Hope 1032.
I will fight for you. I always do until my heart is black and blue. I will stay with you. We'll make it to the other side, like lovers do. I'll reach my hands out in the dark and wait for yours too. Until I can wait for you, I'll wait for you.
Out the tank tops and flip-flops.
Hope 1032.
the news today. It seems my life is gonna change. I close my eyes, begin to pray. Then tears of joy stream down my face.
Uplifting you and infusing joy.
But you know, my heart is divided, and my lips have worshipped many idols. You seem so far, while I need you to be close. And my doubts are at war with what I used to know. But for me, it is good to be near you. I have made the sovereign God my refuge. I will tell of all that you've done for me, how you cleansed and set me.
It's good to
like I've never gone astray. The orphan child has found a family. I give in to your kindness and I melt. hearts in your embrace. And you're my past needs, grace, grace, grace. And you're my past needs, grace, grace, grace. But for me, it is good to be near you. I have made the sovereign God my refuge. I will tell of all that you've done for me, how you cleansed and set me.
Yeah, you can be the greatest, you can be the best, you can be the King Kong banging on your chest, you can beat the world. Beat the war. You can talk to God, go banging on his door. You can throw your hands up, you can beat the clock. Yeah. You can move a mountain, you can break rocks. You can be a master, don't wait for luck. Dedicate yourself and you can find yourself.
Standing in the Hall of Fame.
You can run the mile. You can walk straight through hell with a smile.
You can be the hero. You can get the gold. Breaking all the records they thought never could be broke.
Yeah, do it for your people. Do it for your pride. And you're never gonna know if you never even try.
Do it for your country. Do it for your name. Cause there's gonna be a day when you're
dead.
Sunshine with Hope 103.2.
on.
Of the Raising Teens podcast. This season, I'm tackling trending topics such as the role of grandparents with Dr. Michael Carr-Gregg, resilience with Hugh Van Kylenberg, and helping teens heal from trauma with Dr. Joe Prendergast. Being a parent and being a teen have their own challenges. And here on Raising Teens, we want to provide support, encouragement, and hope for whatever you're facing. Find Raising Teens on your favorite podcast platform or on the Hope 103.2 app.
Check one, two.
For custom audio visual solutions of the highest quality, talk to CVAV. Sydney-based station sponsor CVAV has been delivering industry-leading audio, video and lighting solutions both domestically and internationally for over 30 years. CVAV is trusted by corporate, church, education and government sectors, so you can trust them too. For the best in audio, video and lighting solutions, visit cvav.com.au.
Refugee children in Uganda urgently need your help. Many are orphans, dying from hunger. Jesus said that whatever you do for that person in need, you do for me. You can feed a hungry refugee child for a month for just $6. By giving a little, you can do a lot.
Thank you.
More than a meal, you'll give them a future.
Give now at feedthehungry.org.au. Station sponsor, Feed the Hungry.
This coffee moment is brought to you by station sponsor, Pablo and Rusty's Coffee Roasters.
We source, roast, brew and serve delicious, ethical and sustainable specialty coffee right here in Sydney. Fresh beans, compostable pods, coffee concentrate and more delivered to your door. Order now at pabloandrustys.com.au. Use promo code HOPE for an exclusive discount. Pablo and Rusty's. Drink better coffee. Change the world.
Hi, Tim Gilbert here. New South lawyers solve problems. They minimise risk and seize opportunities. It's the New South way. That's why New South Lawyers is a national award-winning firm. Awards and reputation come from delivering results. From family law to building and construction disputes, your matters are complex. They demand experience and attention to detail. Let New South Lawyers handle the battle for you. Station sponsor, newsouthlawyers.com.au.
Hey, can masculinity be defined by Clint Eastwood? After 6 decades of filmmaking and dozens of characters, where many have become part of the cinematic lexicon, for multiple generations, Clint Eastwood has come to epitomize masculinity. While for some, they may think the translation of this male soul might be a relic of the past. But it's worth evaluating this query. This opens a whole conversation about how society should define masculinity. Throughout film history and within the words of the Bible, we are given varying depictions of men. Interestingly, most of them fall well short. While there is one who does define what it is to be a man, and it should be no surprise that it would be Jesus. But have you read one of his biographies to truly see what it is to be a man? Why not give one a read today? This is Russ Matthews with God in 60 Seconds. To open up more space for reflection and conversation about God, go to thirdspace.org.au.
To hear this again, head to hope1032.com.au and check out the segments page.
Open your eyes.
1032.
Sometimes when this place gets kind of empty, sound of their breath fades with the light. I think about the loveless fascination under the Milky Way tonight. Lower the curtain down in Memphis. Lower the curtain down on right. I got no time. Private consultation under the Milky Way tonight. Wish I knew what you were looking for. Might have known what you would find. And it's something quite peculiar.
103.2.
Time flies by when the night is young. Daylight shines on an undisclosed location. Location. Bloodshot eyes looking for the sun. Paradise delivered and we call it a vacation. Vacation.
Wouldn't it be great if there was an answer, a quench for the heart, a cure for cancer, holding us close like a tiny dancer, with plenty of love for everyone. Wouldn't it be cool if we had a direct line straight to the top? We could call any time, whatever the reason or inclination, with no hesitation. If only there was somebody watching over us. Our condition wasn't so critical. That's the politicians, this is political. They don't wear miracles, but
he does.
like Jesus. Found me in the night, brought me to the light. I'm not who I was, no one loves me like he does. He does, he does, he does. Oh, by the way, he is, he was. What he do is do, knows you more than you. He does, he does, he does. Oh, by the way, he does. He lives, he loves. What he does, he saves. Oh, by the way, he does.
Hope 103.2.
For your frames and trusses.
Still waiting.
Try MCM Frame and Truss.
Why?
Well, they're quick to respond with competitive quotes and have great standard inclusions like termite treated timber.
Sounds like MCM Frame and Truss really know how to keep it simple.
For a quick turnaround of your quote with great standard inclusions at competitive prices, the choice is simple. Visit mcmframes.com.au. Station sponsor.
Is it a smile, a warmth, a lifetime of memories, or one unforgettable moment? How do you capture the life of a loved one in a funeral service? At station sponsor Miller Superior Funerals, we take the time to understand what made your loved one so special to you and help you commemorate and celebrate them with dignity. Whether you're planning a funeral for your loved one or pre-planning your own funeral, visit millersuperior.com.au for funerals conducted with dignity.
Commuting from the Central Coast can be hard on the family. You want to make sure the kids are happy and secure each day. Station sponsor Little Coasties Kindergarten aims to provide a caring and positive atmosphere that creates a warm, happy and secure environment where children can learn and play. In fact, when we asked the experts what they thought about Little Coasties, they said... Visit littlecoasties.com.
What do you like to eat?
Chocolate.
Hope 1032.
Father, we are praying that you would speak to us once more. Bring your life again. Let there be light where there is darkness. Let there be hope when there is none. Let there be peace in the midst of sorrow. Let there be love to bring us back home, to bring us back home. Let all behold the precious Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. Oh, none of us are worthy of your love. Still you offer more than we deserve. Let there be light where there is darkness. Let there be hope where there is none. Let there
Three, two.
Run away, right now, let's just run away. All that talk is killing me. One night.
103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Chris Witz. There is this myth in Australia that we don't get tornadoes, but actually we do. We get about 40 a year. talk to people that have been through them, they can tell you how terrifying they are. Back in 2004, Victorians faced two tornadoes, one in the Grampians, and 6 months later, another tornado hit the Noble Park area in Victoria. Now, during one of those events, a miracle happened. The damage was devastating, but one family was virtually sucked out of their living room window. Their baby daughter, who was strapped to a high chair, was carried over a barbed wire fence and landed 20 metres away in a paddock. And despite all this, the whole family survived unscathed. At the time, it caught the attention of the press and people marvelled at this miracle. So I can say it this way, a miracle is an event outside our normal human experience. Otherwise, it's not a miracle. It's said of the King of Siam that he refused to believe stories of rivers that became so hard that the elephants could walk across them. Nothing prepared him for this possibility. I guess you can sympathize with him. But the fact that he'd never encountered ice does not mean that ice does not exist or that rivers never freeze over. Just because you've never seen a miracle doesn't mean a miracle can't happen. Let me tell you a true story from the US. A father had a 15-year-old daughter who was being bullied in school. She was very distressed. She couldn't cope with it. There was another high school not far away, but it was outside the permitted zone. In other words, she couldn't change schools. He approached the vice principal and was told, no, it's not allowed. He phoned the second school, pleaded with them, no, you can't get a change for your daughter. And the student pleaded with her father to lie about their home address using a friend's location inside the zone. So he didn't know what the solution was. He gave up, but he prayed that God would protect his daughter. And he felt as if God had said, don't worry about it. Go to bed and sleep. The next morning, the vice principal of the girls' school rang him. He said, I had a terrible night last night. I heard a loud voice telling me to arrange a transfer for this girl. It kept up until I couldn't ignore it. So I will contact the school and arrange the transfer, and she enrolled into the second school. Now, I thought that was a great story. I want to say that God performed a miracle for that family after Dad, the father, prayed for God's help. I don't fully understand how this happens, but